Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Appreciate you stopping in, as always, with our weekly visit. The good news is we snapped this four-game losing streak, which we absolutely had to. I don't know if we could have endured another L and talking about five in a row. That's the good news.
Right.
I think the bad news, and you tell me where you're at on this, is the overall play of the offense just was not satisfying. Now, maybe I'm a greedy fan. I don't know. But you tell me how you felt last night about our offense.
More specifically, Cousins, I guess.
Correct. But outside of Bijan Robinson. Go ahead.
I think what we're looking for, and I think the bigger picture here, is that everybody wants to go back to October. Where is October?
Right.
And, you know, going into the bye week, you know, you beat Dallas and you're kind of thinking, okay, well, here's where we are. You know, you don't have that sinking feeling, right? You came out of the bye week and you had the sinking feeling because you lost at New Orleans, you went on the bye, you came back and you played Denver, and the offense, you know, couldn't stress Denver at all, and the defense had a bad day because Bo Nix looked like John Elway. And then you came back and you were able to get to Justin Herbert, but you couldn't match things offensively and you had turnovers and things of that nature. And I think that's the bigger issue. The bigger issue probably here is the mentality of why can't we find October again? And in particular, why doesn't Kirk look comfortable? And I think it's a fair question. Why doesn't Kirk look comfortable? You know, I thought the interception last night was a ball that got tipped, but nonetheless, I don't think that was the guy it should have gone to, but that's me. You know, and I'm following the ball the whole game, so I can't speak to people that might have been wide open in other places of the field. But I think that's the thing. That's the part of this, because the one thing, and Dave and I talked about this a little bit last night, was the defense all of a sudden in the last five games has played pretty good. The defense is starting to get to the quarterback. They're affecting the game with pressure. They're stopping the run, things of that nature. So I think that's the disappointing part offensively, and specifically, I know there's some concerns about Kirk, but the reality of it is right now that you can't find the rhythm you had in October before you had the bye week.
Yeah, Wes, we talked about it. Special teams was great. You know, the last time we saw two block punts and good.
Special teams was unbelievable.
Yeah, great field position, good kick returns, block field goal. That, I mean, that's great. And again, against an opponent like the Raiders in some of the areas they're struggling, defense was great. You saw guys like D'Angelo Malone get after it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's one of those games where, you know, it shouldn't even be. It should never come. I guess the point of a lot of the audience is it should never come down to that final possession for Vegas.
No, and it shouldn't. And your heart's in your throat when they throw in the end zone twice on the final play, because we've all followed the Falcons long enough to know that. You know what? Yep, Desmond Ridder, here he is, due, right? It's going to happen, right? Desmond Ritter's going to throw in the end zone. We're going to have to live with that one, right? It's that mentality that you're trying to shake as a fan, and certainly as somebody who's seen it happen more than once. But at the same time, they won the game, and now they're on to New York. And I hate to sound like the new Carolina coach here, but the idea of, you know, you got to now put it's in front of you. The rest of the season is in front of you in weekly increments. And look, there's enough at stake, not just with the Giants game, but with the one following in D.C. that they've moved that to Sunday night. And, you know, you're going to have to get some help along the way from somebody to beat the Bucs. But, you know, we started the night saying it's in front of them and it stays in front of them because of the win. And now, you know, what they do in the, within the walls of Flowery Branch, and you guys typically talk to Raheem, so, you know, you're going to find out at least what the latest on it is. But at this point, I think it's, you know, and I know a lot of people want to see a change. I don't know that you can pull the trigger on it. Maybe you can, but I don't know that you can pull the trigger on the change of the quarterback at this particular juncture because you're still in the hunt with the guy that you brought here to put you in the hunt.
Wes Durham joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we talk about last night's game. Our Sunday night game or Sunday game against the Commanders has been flexed, guys. We've been talking about it today. The NFL making that decision today. That is the 29th. So we will play Sunday night at Commanders if you're just tuning in. Wes, talk about Bijan. I think he's capable. I think he's capable of this if given the opportunity, week in and week out. I've said, you know, time and time again, give him 25 touches, however you want to do it. He got 22 carries last night, and I just thought he was phenomenal in carrying the load. Obviously, Tyler Algier, I think, had 14 for a good chunk as well. But talk about Bijan Robinson.
I just think that you look at the number, and we said it last night, and I think Dave mentioned it to him in the postgame. In the last 2 years, two guys have led the league in games with 100 yards or more from scrimmage, rushing and receiving. There are two guys far and away leading the league, Saquon Barkley and Bijan Robinson. That's who it is. That's the conversation. The conversation is not five guys, it's two guys. And that's just how valuable he is. And slowly but surely, I think he's showing you exactly why Atlanta took him, why he is going to be so valuable, not just the remainder of this year, but moving forward. And I think he is a guy that you can build around with a lot of different pieces. And, look, he had a run last night that went for 14 yards. It looked like a 35 or 40-yard run. And, you know, he's had 3- and 5-yard runs that are the best 3- and 5-yard runs I've ever seen. But he's making people miss now, Carl, at a higher rate than he was, I think, a year ago when, you know, he was shaking down guys on it seemingly was like every third carry, right?
Right.
And so I'm pretty excited about where he's going to go. I think his health obviously is critical. They do a really good job when you go back and look at game to game. They do a really nice job of creating, you know, the NBA term load management. They do a really good job of that. You know, like he'll come out and you won't see him for like maybe one snap in two series, right? Well, there's something to that. And maybe the one snap you see him, he's picking up a blitzer or something like that. And I said to Dave last night on the air, I think that's one of the things that really is undervalued about who he is his ability to take on blitzers. And you know what? He's stone cold muscle some guys now too. I mean, you come in there and think, oh, this is just the running back, and the running back will step it up and put it in your jaw. So I think that's one of the things that I really respect about him. And he is I think he's the consummate team guy. I mean, you know, you see him during the games, he gets excited for things that happen with like Kadarius Hodge or other guys. And I just think that's what you want when your star is a guy who pulls for everybody and wants everybody to have the success too.
No, he's just a great guy. As Wes Durham joins, we say, Wes Drew Ham. We'll talk some college in just a sec. But yeah, he is that dude. And the way he supports Tyler and their dynamic with him and Algier is just great.
Yeah, great.
Wes, the thing is, I know I listened to some of the radio broadcasts and heard Arch, and I heard him talking about it.
I appreciate that, Mike. That's what
we support you. And I heard Arch talking about it on Andy Randy as well, is Kirk Cousins sometimes in the footwork. And it's kind of being a little, like, I guess the phrase is dead feet, you know, and just not having the position to get the ball where it needs to go with some oomph.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Which gets everybody from friends of ours we talked to in D.C. last week on what the hell's wrong with Kirk Cousins. So I know that they're not going to go to Penix for all the reasons and all the intangibles there, because once that toothpaste is out, then Cousins is done. He never gets back on the field. But do you feel that at some point would it take being out of the playoffs, and that's the only scenario where ever we see Penix?
Oh, I don't know, Mike. I think, you know, you've got to look at not just what the immediate plan is, but you got to find the rest of it too. I mean, you know, you got 3 years guaranteed here at $100 million, right? I mean, you got to look at it across how it affects everything.
How do they fix him, Wes? How do they fix him?
I don't know that. I mean, I'm not the, you know, Dave's certainly more thoughtful in terms of techniques and all the things than I am. At this point, I wonder, you know, in just in terms of where he is at this stage in his career, you know, to give you the golf analogy, can he hit the ball in the fairway? Mm-hmm. Can he stand on the tee with the gallery down both sides and hit it in the fairway? That's kind of what I want to know. I mean, you know, we saw the quarterback doc, right, on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Think about all the stuff he does.
Right.
And that was one of the things that caught my eye long before he ever came here, was the investment he makes to get better as a player. So is he just going through a cycle where right now, you know, the golf analogy again, he can't hit it in the fairway? You know, it's easy for us to speculate and talk about it. It's harder to sometimes manage it and maybe also correct it. And so I think he's the one that has to talk about kind of what he thinks is happening. And maybe, you know, maybe there's some stuff back there he doesn't particularly want to share. I don't know that. I just think it's going to be interesting to see how this ends, because I think there is a lot at stake for the team. Certainly we're trying to get back to the playoffs for the first time since, what, 16?
Right.
You know, it just feels like we're really close as a football team to seeing both sides kick in. Like I said, I think the defense is there. The offense has just got to go find it, for lack of a better term, the October rhythm they had when they were rolling off wins and putting up big numbers. Remember, this same guy threw for 500 yards now against Tampa.
Well, we said it last week. I don't want to be a broken record. That's what makes this so inexplicable. He's the perfect – he's the guy we're all pulling for. Carl and I said this. He's one of the most engaging players I've ever covered in Atlanta. And it just – it's this – the last thing in the million years we expected was where we are.
I think that between – you know, with the three of us, we've been in this market a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the toughest part of the whole process is that you – wanted this guy here. He was, his professional resume was exemplary in terms of going to be able to get the job done, right? And the first couple of weeks, there was a little bob and fade, and he, you know, got obviously the drive to win the game in Philly, you get into October and it's like thunder and lightning, man. You got Robinson running it, you got throwing it all over the place, and you know, and then all of a sudden in New Orleans there's a blip, and then you go to the bye and you come back and you just haven't been able to find that rhythm. That's the part I'm talking about. And how much of that is what the defenses have done, how much of that is, you know, maybe just what he sees with the ball in his hand. And only he, I think, can clearly express kind of what that is, and maybe he's just not ready to share it. That's just speculation on my part. I don't have any inside knowledge of it other than what I see during the course of the ball games.
Wes, before we let you go, look, I still think as we shift gears and talk college football, because the playoffs starts this weekend, pressure's on Texas. They're at home. Clemson is playing on house money, right? They weren't even supposed to get into the ACC championship game. And look at this. So now they go to Austin, and they are an 11.5-point underdog. And I just said to Mike, I think this is a dangerous spot for the University of Texas.
Carl, it is. The horns, Mike.
It is. All right, so that's the 4 o'clock game. And then I want to get your thoughts on Tennessee, Ohio State. Ohio State, by the way, 7-point favorite at home against Tennessee. Clemson's playing with house money, Wes.
Oh, yeah, Clemson's definitely playing with house money. There's no question. I totally agree with you. There's pressure on Texas. There's pressure on Ohio State. And I would say there's pressure on Penn State, by the way, to play SMU. Because if the Ponies go up there and put two on the board early, then all of a sudden you got to have Drew Aller throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Is that what you want if you're Penn State? It's going to be in the low 30s. It's not going to be the – you know, we're not going to have the frozen tundra of State College, Pennsylvania, thank God, since I'm going to be there. But I do believe the pressure is on those three in particular. Texas, because they want to get there so badly for the first time since the early 2000s, right?
Yep.
Ohio State, because it's by God Ohio State. And then certainly Penn State, because they want to shake the stigma of who they are and what they've been. Let's be honest. That Penn State wants to get back to that level where they can contend for the national championship, and they got to beat Cinderella. And, you know, the brands of Texas and Clemson are kind of passing in the night here potentially, right? Because a Clemson loss means four losses. It also means, you know, you're looking at a different kind of Clemson who just took their first transfer kid, right, a wide receiver this week. You know, those type things. And I think there is some intrigue in that. But I also think, too, Clemson knows how this stage works.
Yeah.
And even though these are home games, and I think they're going to be terrific spectacles, I think that game in particular on Saturday afternoon will be fascinating to watch. It really will be.
I'm with you. Hey, man, I'd love to see SMU be the Cinderella story. Like, oh, I think when you have no skin in the game, you're pulling for the underdog. Obviously not for my partner here. I got to root for the Texas.
Yeah, Arizona, Boise, SMU, Arizona State, Boise, SMU, they're all going to be fun to watch, and you're glad to have them. Mike, I'm glad America set you straight on the kick times last night.
What?
What's that now?
The CFP and the NFL.
Glad
that you – the NFL has owned this market. The college football playoff is the one
who
sat in a room and said, let's just us schedule these home games. And then, by the way, when those dates were finally – that's why you see ESPN. I don't know this for sure, even though I work for the folks. ESPN licensed off those games to TNT.
Right. No, I mean, at the end of the day, Wes.
ESPN doesn't want that rating on their record.
At the end of the day, it's all a lot of greed and the fan who might want to watch, you know, one and then the other as opposed to doing the sports bar thing. It's fine.
Well,
I get it. I understand the NFL had the high ground on this. John Kincaid is not a fan of the college football playoff, and he reminded me of that.
Here's the other thing, too.
But to me, Wes, it just sucks that nobody talks to anybody else and this thing doubles up. It should never be like this. This is supposed to be special.
I think it's going to change. I think it's going to change because here's the thing. The CFP announced the games knowing full well that the NFL's played on that Saturday for a decade, right? Maybe longer. But you saw what the NFL did after the CFP stood their ground and said, we're going to play. Who's playing the 1 o'clock game and who's playing the 4:30 game?
Yeah. Right. It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. They're lowering the boom on the college football playoffs.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah, totally agree. Wes, we got to run, man. Great job.
Take care, guys.
You too.
It's
better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.